pasado decenas de años, pues en un mundo globalizado, la gente pobre no tiene lugar.
Testing. Okay, cool. We're gonna switch topics here a little bit. We're gonna talk a little bit about the upcoming APOC social. I'm gonna pass over the mic to Sarah. She's gonna give you all the details, and then we'll have a quick little conversation about what to expect. What is APOC, and I don't know, some of the things that we're gonna try to talk about at the evening. Okay.
Yes, APOC, Anarchist People of Color, in Los Angeles, is calling a potluck / social tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday, February 21st. The social will start at 7 p.m. at the Eastside Cafe, and that's located on 5469 Huntington Drive in El Sereno. That's right behind Cal State LA. And the zip code is 90032. If you need to get in touch with us about getting directions or getting lost in finding your way around, you can call 323-313-8562. Again, this is the APOC Potluck in Los Angeles at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Maybe we could break down a little bit about the history of APOC. I know that both of us have been involved with APOC for a quick minute now. I helped a little bit with APOC in the Bay, and so did you, right? And now there's an APOC chapter trying to be developed in Los Angeles. This is the first time? Is this the first time that this has happened?
No. I think it's the first time. It happened some years ago, but nothing developed after that. But it seems like this time there's a larger number of people who are interested in building something after the potluck. So we're excited. We're excited because of that. Los Angeles, though, is pretty special and pretty unique in the sense that it's predominantly most of the anarchists that organize in Los Angeles are people of color. So it's kind of funny that there's no anarchist people of color solidified group in Los Angeles yet, unlike New York or the Pacific Northwest or San Francisco.
Which is kind of interesting, right? Because I think a lot of the idea behind APOC was to create a space within the anarchist movement for people of color. So it seems like Los Angeles is a little bit unique in that sense, where most of the anarchists themselves were a people of color to begin with. Mm-hmm. But Okay, so this Saturday, what can somebody expect if they are interested in coming out and participating and maybe possibly getting involved?
This potluck is entirely open. We got some emails from people asking, well, I don't identify myself as an anarchist, or I've never been to an anarchist meeting or whatever. I think as long as you feel like you're critical of how things are organized in your typical political groups, like hierarchical, or you just don't see things going the right way, or you're pretty critical of, for example, how you're being treated in a group, and you just want to go and, you know, challenge all that. And if you're a person of color, I know in the U.S. context, that's a little difficult to define as time goes by. But we're really looking for people that have faced racism, or as this compañero argentino once approached me and said, I'm pretty light-skinned. Am I a person of color? And what I responded to him was, well, you come from the third world and you have an experience coming into the U.S. of racial discrimination on top of your status as an immigrant. So, yes, you're welcome to join. And again, this is not to solidify a group. This is simply to eat and socialize and talk about how we're going to take off. What are we going to do in Los Angeles from here on? Since I'm really proud at this minute to see that there's so much going on.
And I think you make an important point because I remember I initially got interested in anarchist politics through APOC, you know. And so I think there has been a lot of, I don't know, stereotypical perceptions of what an anarchist, quote unquote, what an anarchist looks like, right? So people are not going to have their face covered. Right, we're not going to try to break no window, right? You know what I mean? So, I think really, if folks are interested in talking about radical politics, this might be an opportunity to kind of get a different perspective, right?
Yes, definitely. And I think it should be noted entirely at this minute, just to leave it clear, that even though this is an anarchist people of color meeting, we're also challenging sexism, and we're also challenging, this heteronormativity in terms of your sexuality and whatnot. We're also bringing in class because I think one of the pitfalls that we had earlier in the couple of years back was that we intended to get a bunch of people of color together, and the whole issue of class within it was kind of shoved aside. And I think this time we're here to really have that on the table to discuss it too.
And I think that's an important part, right? In terms of looking at all systems of oppression. Yeah. And looking at ways of organizing on a horizontal, egalitarian form to challenge those systems of oppression, right? I know some people may feel that it really just comes down to class, and that might stem from a traditional perspective of, revolutionary politics or whatnot. Yeah. If people are interested in learning more, that people should definitely come out.
And on top of that, We in Los Angeles want to make this not an English-only APOC thing. I remember back in 2003, the first APOC gathering we had, there were literally over 150 people who spoke, I don't know, maybe 50 different languages. And I thought it was just beautiful to see people there and to think like, wow, we really need to expand how we communicate, aside from just, language-wise and whatnot. But this meeting is supposed to be bilingual or multilingual as well, so it's really exciting because I don't know what to expect, but I know it's going to be something beautiful.
Maybe we should give out the information in some other different languages.
Okay. Para todos los compas y las compañeras que quieran acompañarnos mañana, vamos a tener una comida, un evento social para los anarquistas que no son blancos. Anarquistas anglosajones, anglosajones, que no son anglosajones, o sea, toda la gente de color, como les llamamos aquí, que son, se consideran anarquistas o tienen algún tipo de interés en la política anarquista, ácrata, antiautoritaria, Nos vamos a juntar en el Eastside Café, es un centro comunitario en la ciudad del Sereno, que está todavía entre Los Ángeles, pero es un barrio que se llama El Sereno. Está en el 5469 Huntington Drive, en la ciudad del Sereno, y el zip code es 90032. Y si se pierden y quieren que los encuentremos, llamen al 323-313-8562. Esto comienza mañana sábado, febrero 21, a las 7 de la noche. Y estamos pidiendo que traigan comida para que todos comamos juntos. It's a potluck, so bring food, please. All kinds is welcomed, and drinks too.
Could we do it in Portuguese? Is that possible? I don't
know. No, puzzle now. We got a cocapila. It's embarrassing. My Portuguese right now is kind of...
So so tomorrow night, folks are going to try to get together. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody's not necessarily up to date in terms of like what the group has been doing, is there still going to be space for folks to participate?
I think it's pretty introductory. Don't think that you'll come here and find something set. I think we're all taking off from the same point and moving on from there on. So. It's entirely comfortable for anyone at any level to just show up and contribute. So.
And there's been a conscious attempt not to try. You know, I mean, I know like sometimes people walk into political spaces and there's a certain kind of political language spoken, right? It seems like folks have really tried to be as conscious as possible to not make folks feel excluded if they don't know the lingo. Am I correct on that?
Yes. I don't think that's going to happen in this circle. And I think that was seen, for example, in previous events in Los Angeles where people were just excited to see how different it was. For example, the Anarchist Book Fair that just happened.
Right.
People did not expect something so open, so welcoming, and so diverse. So I think we're just trying to go off from that and maybe replicate the same feeling again, you know?
Yeah, it was a great event. Why don't we throw out the contact information one more time?
Okay.
And then we'll get back to some music.
At the Eastside Cafe, 5469 Huntington Drive, El Sereno, 90032. And you can call 323-313-8562. It is tomorrow, February 21st at 7 p.m. at the Eastside Cafe.
All right.
It's a potluck. Bring food.
Sounds good.
Trees.
So we're going to give out the number to the radio station. The number is 213-252-0998. That's 213-252-0998. If anybody wants to call and they want to do a little shout out to on the air, Kill Radio. This is Kill Radio. The phone number to Kill Radio. Again, it's 213-252-0998. All right, here we go.
Slip away sometimes. Oh yeah, I got to slip away to my special place.
I woke up, yeah, on a cloudy day,
feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. In the back of my mind, I gotta work today. I got to get away. I got
gotta slip away sometime. Oh yeah, I got to slip away to my special place. I walk off, yeah, on a cloudy day. I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. In the back of my mind, I've got to work today. I couldn't find my shoes to la-di-da-di. Excuse me, sir, me car broke down. Me missus left me with the baby now. And I can't make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Slip away sometimes. Oh yeah, I got to slip away to my special place.
Situation for today's youth, man, the seeds, man. What's your opinion on that?
That's strange. I was thinking the same thing. Something I read in the Holy Quran, how it says, "Hast thou seen him who belies religion? that is one who is rough to the orphan. And no matter what we say our religion is, whether it's Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, old schoolism, or new schoolism, if we're not schooling the youth with wisdom, then the sins of the father will visit the children. And that's not keeping it real, that's keeping it wrong.
Now that we're getting somewhere, you know we got to give back. For the youth is the future, no doubt that's right and exact. Squeeze the juice out of all the suckers with power and pour some back out so as to water the flowers. This world is ours. That's why the demons are leery. It's our inheritance. This is my Robin Hood theory. Robin Hood theory. I seek son, deceive none, for each one must teach one, at least one must flow and show the structure of freedom. It's me done, cause petty things we don't need them. Let's focus to create something great for all that sees them. They innocent, they know not what they face, while politicians save face, genius minds lay to waste. If I wasn't kicking rhymes, I'd be kicking down doors, creating social change and defending the poor. The guard's always been militant and ready for war. We're gonna snatch up the ringleaders, send them home in their drawers. But first, where's the safe at? Let's make them show us and tell them hurry up, give up the loot that they owe us. We bringing it back around the way to our peeps, cause times are way too deep. We know the code of the streets, meet your defeat. This is my Robin Hood theory. My Robin Hood theory. I floss my rhymes like dentals. My mental's presidential. From the wild ghetto districts to the plush residential. Essential will be the message that I send you. I'm meant to elevate at every venue. Pops told me to pursue what is true and nothing other. And nowadays I pave the way for troops of my young brothers. Necessary by all means. Sorta like Malcolm. Before it's too late, I create the best outcome. So I take this opportunity, yes, to ruin the devilish forces fucking up my black community. And we ain't doing no more interviews till we get paid out the frame. Like motherfucking Donahue, we're taking over radio and whack media. Cause systematically they're getting greedier and greedier. Conquering turfs with my ill organization. Taking out the man while we scan the information. You wanna rhyme, you best to wait, son. You can't even come near if you ain't got our share. You front on us this year. Consider.
mañana.
¡Tápalo!
¡Tápalo!
¡Tápalo! En la casa. ¿Qué es lo que quería? Y lo tenés.
San Antonio ya se va. No lo pienses más. Oye, dámelo pa' acá. No quiero una, ni tampoco dos. Quiero mi manzana, la que se perdió. Como no la encontré, salí y pregunté. Va a ver si fui niña, hombre o mujer. ¿Quién se la llevó? No me preguntó si lo hacía. Voy a denunciarlo con la policía. Dígame por qué yo la dio. Por aquella canoa que el mar se llevó. ¿Qué dicen de mí? ¿Qué dicen de él? ¿Qué dicen de vos? Que somos hijos de ya, claro, you know. ¿Cómo es que lo que me van a decir? Ayúdame, señor, ella, piérdate de mí. Desde pequeño te vengo adorando con ramos de flores. El rey que calma mi tristeza y mis dolores. Por eso que entiendo por qué yo la dio. Por todo lo bueno que el mar se llevó. Y por eso que entiendo por qué llora Dios, por todo lo bueno que el más se llevó.
Oí, oa, 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 oí, oa.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this a dedication request?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to send out a shout out to all of my mosquitos. Dennis, Rosie, Adelina, Katie. I love you girls. And this next song is for you. Bye.
Wait, hold on. What are we going to be listening to? Okay. Well, I think it was Comandante Che Guevara. Here we go.
Aprendimos a quererte desde la histórica altura donde el sol de tu bravura le puso cerco a la muerte. Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara. Tu mano gloriosa y fuerte desde la historia dispara, cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta para verte. Aquí se quedará clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara. Vienes quemando la brisa con soles de primavera para plantar la bandera con la luz de tu sonrisa. Y aquí se quedará clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara. Tu amor revolucionario te conduce a nueva empresa donde esperan la firmeza de tu brazo libertario. Aquí se quedará clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante
Hello, hello, hello. Esta canción va para nuestra amiga Adelina Huerta, que nos escucha desde Whittier. A ver si esta es la que nos pidió.
Thank you. la historia del fantasma. El fantasma de la guerra. Comenzaron las pedradas con palos y con patadas. Le siguieron las espadas, lanzas, marros y cañones. Después fueron los misiles, las bazucas y los tanques. Toma. Del fantasma con sus trucos y sus trampas, el sudor te va a arrancar y no podrás escapar.
Aló, aló. Si nos quieren llamar y hacer request la semana que viene, porque se nos está acabando el tiempo, el número es 213-252-0998. Y estamos al aire los viernes a las, de las 6 a las 8 de la noche en qradio.org. Llámenos. Algo de los crudos. Chao, chao.
¡Asesino!
Estamos de regreso. Se nos ha acabado el tiempo. Desafortunadamente, dos horas no son nada. Pero gracias. Estos han sido y serán Ecos de Libertad. Pero también queremos despedirnos diciéndoles que es lo que tendremos la semana que viene. Ojalá.
Pues creo que en la semana que viene queremos platicar un poquito de lo que está pasando aquí en Los Ángeles. The news of the week. ¿Qué más que vamos a no sé qué?
Tendremos un report back de lo que los eventos que anunciamos hace un rato, lo del APOC Potluck, lo de el foro de labor que se está teniendo en la comunidad esta semana, y ojalá también noticias de la gente de Nueva York que se ha tomado una universidad. And we'll talk about like student activism, tratar de ver cómo juntamos todos los temas, ¿no?
You know, the other thing I want to just remind folks, this is our first show. We kind of just, we just, you know, this is kind of like a trial run, you know, our pilot show or whatnot. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Next week we'll have a lot more listeners. And, you know, if you know folks who might be interested in this kind of topic, please spread the word. Killradio.org?
Yes.
There's a problem with the Google, though,
no,
right?
It got fixed.
Oh, it did get fixed.
Yes.
Okay.
So everyone can .org. Saludos a los amigos que nos mandaron messages from Portland, Austin, New York.
Yes.
Y aquí en Los Ángeles, claro. Ojalá la semana que viene más gente nos pueda escuchar.
Y si no pueden escuchar los viernes, cada viernes, ¿verdad? Lo vamos a poner en unos sitios de web de como archives, ¿verdad?
Sí, unos archivos okay. Por la internet. Uh-huh.
So, if you guys can't listen on Fridays, we're also going to try to get our shows archived on a couple of internet pages, websites, and, you know, listen
y
when
y también
when
la semana que viene tendremos como un email, un tipo de contacto. Saludos más sobre este proyecto que comenzamos hoy.
Yep. So, we're going to keep it at Ascuache. You know, we kind of just came in today, but next week, you know, hopefully we'll get a little something together. But, you know, I think this is going to be, you know, how we're going to do it.
So. And thanks to the hundreds of people that listen tonight.
All right, guys. Do we have a song that we're going to go out on?
All
right, we're gonna pick something real quick.
Yeah. A ver, tocamos esta.
Here we go. Okay, so thank you. Next week, tune in again. And enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
Todos estos años, con sucias promesas de alcanzar peldaños, se llevaron nuestras riquezas naturales y nos dejaron corrupción, más fuga de capitales, tales males mentales, no sabes cuánto vales, situaciones desiguales, conceptos individuales, te engancharon con realidades virtuales, te pintaron rascacielos de cristales, celulares y otras mierdas poco fundamentales. ¿Y qué tenemos? Solo problemas sociales, malos modales con valores morales, espirituales, cuales seres mentales, tratándose como animales, conviviendo como neandertales, niños durmiendo en los portales, sin recursos vitales, ni educación, ni techo, ni hospitales, desechos industriales y más problemas socioambientales, de Cuba un MC, combinación de pensamiento, bomba, flow, corazón, resistencia y cuerdas vocales, seguro, política asesina, al pueblo en tierra la espina, la lucha aún no termina, aún don't cry for me, Argentina, los hermanos, la malena, sangre de la misma vena, esta vez condena, latino, vamos a romper cadena, desde Molante. Cuba todo el tiempo, Soandri, Cambio y fuera.
¿Quién más que tú misma, Latinoamérica?
Sí.
Puede explicar la situación por la que pasas, trágica, viviendo cada ciudadano la prueba práctica de la tragedia. El continente constantemente es azotado por corrupción, droga, violencia, miseria. Si seguimos en las mismas, quedaremos para la historia. Adinerados explotando a los humildes, dictaduras que espantan, los ricos derrochan plata y nada gastan, los pobres derrochan vida hasta que se gastan, la ciudad consumo, industrias y humo, esto lo han transformado en relajo puro, donde nadie ni nada puede estar seguro, no hay que dudar que es una mierda el modelo neoliberal, y donde quiera que se aplique siempre va a ensuciar, la bomba de tiempo acaba de estallar, los países se rebelan, aunque tiranos no quieran, si te quieres liberar de genocidio, latino, las batallas nos esperan,
adelante latino, rompe dictadura, América es la casa, tu raza solo una, Cuba los convoca, alcen la cabeza, en la unión radica nuestra fortaleza, adelante latino, rompe dictadura, América es la casa, tu raza solo una, Argentina los convoca, alcen la cabeza, en la unión radica nuestra fortaleza.
Dicen que el mundo ya no va a cambiar, que no insistamos, resignación nos piden latinoamericanos, dicen que fuimos derrotados, perdimos una guerra, y ahora hay que resignarse a vivir en esta mierda, que somos tratados, programados como ganado, no todo puede medirse por las leyes del mercado, porque tus cálculos pueden causar estímulos para revoluciones que se te vuelvan obstáculo, y yo creo estamos en la dulce espera, si te quedan dudas solo mira para afuera, hay un diluvio, un pueblo ardiendo que está hundido en el lodo, sin nada que perder, dispuesto a todo, que ya no compra más el mundo este de fantasía, en donde avanza el hambre, avanza la tecnología, donde nos siguen vendiendo el sueñito americano, los mismos que tiran la piedra y después esconden la mano, hay el ser humano, parece que nunca aprende, tropieza da tumbo, no cambia de rumbo, pero no me derrumbo, estoy aquí parada, como Latinoamérica, no estoy derrotada, es una misma voz que va retumbando en el planeta, la gente está cansada de ser la marioneta, aquí con hermano de causa yo Malena, como dijo Soandri, rompiendo cadenas, llegó la hora de recuperar nuestro destino, salir a la calle, a la batalla latino,
adelante latino, rompe dictadura, América es la casa, tu raza solo una, Cuba los convoca, alcen la cabeza, en la unión radica nuestra fortaleza, adelante latino, rompe dictadura, América es la casa, tu raza solo una, Argentina los convoca, alcen la cabeza, en la unión radica nuestra fortaleza,
Venezuela, Bolivia,
unión es fortaleza,
Chile, Perú,
alcen la cabeza,
Nicaragua, México,
unión es fortaleza,
Brasil, Uruguay,
alcen la cabeza,
Paraguay, Colombia,
unión es fortaleza.